Well, let's turn now to the weather. Terrible weather in upstate New York. A huge storm has left 6 people dead. Up to 6 feet of snow has fallen around the city of Buffalo, stranding drivers and trapping people in their homes. New York's governor has declared a state of emergency in several counties. Earlier today, we spoke to Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. He told us how the road clearing is going.
We are making progress, but it's a slow go with much more work to do. We're aware of that. We've asked our residents to be patient. They are being patient. We're known as the City of Good Neighbors. Buffalo has risen to this occasion as it has done many times in the past.
Well, let's go now to Brian Meyer, news director at WBFO in Buffalo. And Brian, what's it look like out there today?
Well, actually, a big chunk of the city is actually quite nice for, you know, pre-winter. I mean, we don't have loads of snow in most of the city proper. South Buffalo was really pummeled. In fact, that's where a driving ban has been imposed for a good time now. And points south are where you're seeing those, you know, measurable inches in the, 60-inch range. But right now, looking out the window in my office, it actually looks like a rather nice day without a lot of snow on the ground here in downtown Buffalo.
Well, that's good news. You attended a press conference this morning. There were local officials there. What did they have to say?
Well, you talked about the 6 confirmed dead in storm-related incidents, including a 46-year-old man who was found in his car in a Buffalo suburb, the car buried in between 10 and 15 feet of snow, and that's exactly what people are saying. The officials are saying you've got to stay off the roads. There are driving bans now in nearly 20 communities surrounding Buffalo and in part of Buffalo, the southern part of Buffalo.
Well, let's hear some of that press conference. Here we have Erie County Deputy Executive Richard Toby. Let's give a listen to what he says.
The biggest challenges continue to be vehicles abandoned on the roads. And one of the greatest frustrations have been vehicles beginning to move and getting stranded.
So basically, it sounds like he's urging people to just stay inside.
Well, absolutely. I mean, their point being that, you know, driving in so many parts of Western New York is treacherous. And true, we are, you know, pretty good at driving in wintry weather here in Western New York. But it is just very tricky. I know I went and covered that 6 a.m. news conference, and it really wasn't snowing all that much. And it still was very difficult, particularly when you're trying to navigate roads where there were all kinds of plows on the road. Because now, you know, we've got pretty significant snow fighting brigades here, but we have been beefed up substantially. The National Guard is in. Helping us. Mm. We've got crews from all over parts of Western New York, and the state sent in 160 plows. So you've got these snow brigades trying to get snow off of streets, and you've got drivers who are, you know, obeying the traffic bans, and that's not a good ingredient.
And the crazy thing about this, you know, some people are just frankly stuck in their houses. Earlier today, we spoke with Kathy Romanowski. She's in Buffalo. She's just completely snowed in.
I have several feet of snow right in front of my door that when I try to open it, I keep my snow shovel inside of my house so that way I can start to chip away at the snow as I try to get out my side door. So it is pretty, you know, encompassing.
I don't know. Are people used to this kind of weather? I mean...
Not this ferocious. I've been through 5 storms as a reporter. I've been reporting here in Buffalo for 33 years, and I've been through 5 major storms. Of course, you know, I was a little too young. I was a high school student with the infamous Blizzard of 77, which put us on everyone's radar screen. But this, I have to say, is pretty, pretty substantial. And the fact is, it's not over yet. We are still hearing that we're going to be getting some lake effect snows for the next day or so. Then we've got, after the snow trauma, if you will, we've got warmer temperatures over the weekend, particularly on Sunday. If all this melts, and it melts really fast, we have what could be the equivalent of 6 inches of rain. So you may have as many flooding issues as you do snow issues 4 or 5 days from now.
So take a minute, if you could, to explain this lake effect snow, because I don't think people who don't live in this area, they probably have no idea what this is, or they've just only heard of it before.
Well, for Western New Yorkers, it's weather 101. When the chilly winds kind of blow over a warmer lake mass, think of, you know, Lake Erie or some of the other great lakes, it picks up water vapor. Of course, what happens in cold weather, that vapor freezes, and then, well, the rest is, I guess, what Western New York's weather legacy is made of, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And what about some other rescue workers, essential employees, hospital employees, firefighters? Are they doing okay?
Yeah, that's been tough. Some nurses I've heard have been staying overnight. Of course, many of them are working in double shifts. Many of the, you know, treacherous road conditions have not stopped a lot of people from very carefully driving to their workplaces. And I'm talking about the essential personnel, the emergency folks and the nurses and doctors and so forth. Still others have, you know, basically begged rides from folks with four-wheel drive vehicles. And you can imagine those are pretty popular vehicles here in this region.
Yeah, well, Brian, I hope that your staff, your reporters are able to get out there and do their jobs. Brian Meyer, news director of WBFO in Buffalo, thanks for your time and good luck.
Thank you.
And Peter, there's this Twitter hashtag now, Snowvember,
right,
where people are posting photos. This one right here that I'm looking at is, as we heard from Kathy Romanowski, people have their doors snowed in, several feet of snow in front of the door. The one I'm looking at right now, somebody has created a refrigerator in the snow with shelves. It looks like beers on one level and energy drinks on the one below.
Winter paradise.
Winter paradise for some in Buffalo. Of course, for some, it's a very dangerous situation.